This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com and Equities.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest, Argentum 47 Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol ARGQ. And let me tell you, this is another company that I believe in. I believe in the management. They're grossly, I say that twice, grossly undervalued at around $2.2 million. The stock price is at 0.042, just a tad bit under a half a cent. And with us today is the CEO and president of the company, Mr. Peter Smith. Peter, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Everett. Thanks for having me back again.
You know, give my listeners a little bit of about statement. You know, I always tell them, you know, when you look into real estate, location, you want to buy by the water. When you're buying stocks, it's all about management. What makes your team and yourself so special?
Well, management have been at this for an awful long time, Everett, in particular with the business that we're in right now, collecting funds under management, if you will. We did build previously a business very similar to the one we are on with right now. We built that from zero to $2.2 billion US dollars under management from 1993 to 2005. A lot of organic growth, a lot of acquisition. And we're going down the same path again. We're seasoned people in what we do. As you well know, we went down the route of really looking at the corporate finance angle more so, and the listings and so on. And now we've reverted back to type more so. We are going to build a company that is greater than the one we built 10 years ago. And there's our first target to surpass $2.2 billion under management. And it's not just the money's under management. Of course, it's the income that comes from that. If you are lucky enough to have $1 billion under management as a base figure, you should be throwing off $10 million a year.
Yes.
From that in gross income. It should be 1%, and that's the model we're following at the moment.
And at $10 million, that's five times less than your market cap, so that's why I say your company is grossly undervalued. Last time you were on the show, expanding and marketing Cheshire Taffort, bring us up to speed. Why that company? What's so special about it?
It's a bit of a sleeping giant. We have $39 million under management right now. With our plans that are already in place, this program is already rolling. We anticipate 2019, we will probably grow that $39 million US dollars to a figure, if not $100 million US dollars, probably not far off it. We've got three or four initiatives that are in play right now. We've already started these initiatives of growth. We are allowing the company to push itself out into much, much wider markets. And the reality of having $100 million under management, again, is that income. With $100 million under management, with the 1% trail model, which is the business model we follow, we'd have a gross income, aside from anything else we do, a passive gross income of $1 million a year. That's not to be sneezed at, and that's only on the one asset.
Right.
You know, that's only the asset that we've already acquired.
You know, corporate consultants, financial services, and recruitment, that's kind of your definition of your company. But if you could maybe dumb it down for us, who is your client, and how do you make them money?
Our client is a British, right now, a British citizen, and they are a retail client, and we are handling the medium to long-term investment requirements. So Mr. Smith, should I maybe say, in London,
right,
invests £100,000 with us, and we will select the correct investment vehicle for his £100,000 based on risk, reward, et cetera, et cetera. We make our money in two ways. One, on that $100,000, we would probably get an advance fee of somewhere in the region of 3%,
right,
£3,000, ballpark $5,000 US. But the real income is then we get a 1% trail on that money for the life of the contract. People normally leave these investments where they are, really long term. Most of it is retirement planning. So the client acquisition pays us an upfront fee, which does all the administration, the reports, and so on and so forth. And then providing we service this client and let them know where they're up to on a continual basis, we are going to take an income from that guy of £1,000 a year, 1%. And that's how we make the money on that side of the business, Everett.
For my listeners, if you want to know more about this company, go to their website, www.arg47.com. You'll learn more about that. That being said, Peter, what do the Asia businesses that you guys are looking at, what does that look like?
The Asia companies are much bigger in size. The assets that we're looking at right now range from 200 million US right up to 700 million US.
Wow.
And we're also talking to funding partners in order to assist us in these acquisitions. So we have Cheshire Trafford that we've acquired, 39 million, growing it to 100, as we said. We have Heads of Terms already agreed with another 50 million fund in the Isle of Man, which again, UK based, and we're going through the extensive audit on that business right now. And we have another EU stroke UK business with 50 million that we're stepping towards. I've actually been with them today here in London. And then we're moving over to Asia. We think that 150, 200 million in the UK, EU, will take some time to work, and we now put the manpower around it. In Asia, the assets are very, very different. The model is the same. If somebody has 200 million, they should be creating an income of 2 million. The reason why we're interested in buying them is they don't generate an income of 2 million because the principals really have not worked the book. They may be getting an income of £500,000, £750,000, but there's still a tremendous amount of growth. So we believe, Everett, in 2019, we put just one of these Asian assets on. That's all. Nothing too scary, just one. For probably 200, 250 million US. We have Cheshire Trafford, which I already said we're going to build up to 100 million. And the other two assets that we're working with right now are another 100 million. So we anticipate clearly by the end of 2019, having a business that has somewhere in the region of $400 to $500 million of money under management, and which we will move to a 1% trail model. Now, I don't need to get a calculator out to do the math.
Yeah, $4 or $5 million.
Exactly, $4 or $5 million of income. What's the price earnings that you would put on a business like ours? To be cautious, I would say 8. You know, we're not a technology company. We're not attracting the 170s that GoDaddy you get or the thousands that Square Inc. get. I'd say 8 would be fair. Then you're talking a company that's worth $40-50 million, and we're trading a 0.5 cent.
Right, which would be a 20-bagger from here.
Yeah.
Absolutely. My guest today is Peter Smith. He is the CEO and president of Argentum 47, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol ARGQ. In closing, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to talk about that you would like to talk about?
Well, the other point, Everett, is the capital market side of our business is sort of semi discounted these days, and everybody wants to talk about the funds and the management. But let's not forget, last time we spoke about a client of ours by the name Creditum, and Creditum are lending fiat funds to holders of cryptocurrencies. And I think I said last time they had 150 million. Of applications. I've been with Creditum this week. The number of applications is now up to the best part of 200 million US dollars. They got 62,000 registered potential clients. And Creditum is a game changer.
Wow.
We're in this deal for equity. We're in it for sweat equity. When Creditum launches in Q1, Q2, 2019, it's a game changer. And of course, there is another income stream that's very much ignored at the moment.
I was going to ask you, you know, a lot of your business from a standpoint of the United States is international. When do you think you guys might be doing some business in the United States?
We often come over to the States to do road shows and to tell the story and so on. And we have started to look very tentatively at an asset manager or two in the States to bolt on to what we're already doing, to bolt on to what we're already building. The asset manager in the States offer similar value. They offer a very similar model. It's a different licensing process, which we have to get our heads around. But it's something that we are strongly considering and looking at. It's all about getting the best bang for your buck.
Absolutely.
Everett, you know, we're looking for the best value acquisitions. We have the funding partners around us right now. It's a case of just finding the right deal.
As for my listeners, take a look at this company. I think it's grossly undervalued, a tad bit under a half a cent. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol ARGQ. Peter, thank you so much for stopping by today. Hopefully you come back on the show in 30 or 40 days. Give my listeners an update of what's going on, and I wish you nothing but continued success.
Fantastic. Thanks, Everett. We'll talk soon.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.